For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. China's new airborne early warning and control aircraft will debut in the September 3rd military parade in Beijing. The aircraft's a medium-sized, multi-sensor unit which can support surveillance missions and perform command and control maneuvers. A larger-sized early warning aircraft will lead all 10 formations at the parade. According to the Parade Air Command Center, the larger early warning plane will also be responsible for security during the event. It played a similar role during the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games and 2010 Shanghai Expo. China's central bank has pumped more money into the market to ease liquidity. The People's Bank of China on Thursday conducted 150 billion yuan of seven-day reverse repurchase agreements, a process in which central banks purchase securities from banks with an agreement to resell them in the future. The reverse repo was priced to yield 2.35%, down from the 2.5% yield on Tuesday's net injection of 150 billion yuan using reverse repos. Liquidity in the money market has tightened due to a drop in new yuan available for foreign exchange and the depreciation of the yuan. 12 suspects have been detained over the explosions at the port of Tianjin, in which at least 139 people have been confirmed killed. Another 11 officials are also being investigated. China's Ministry of Public Security says the detainees include Yu Shuiwei, chairman of Tianjin International Reihai Logistics, along with two vice chairmen of the company. A worker with a safety evaluation firm who's accused of helping Reihai illegally obtain safety documents has also been taken into custody. According to China's top prosecutors, the officials under investigation include Wu Dai, head of Tianjin Municipal Transportation Commission, and Zhang Qingyue, president of Tianjin Port. Another official, Wang Jinwan, senior official with the Ministry of Transportation, is being investigated for suspected abuse of power. Customs personnel at the port have also been accused of being slack and irresponsible in supervising the illegal, dangerous chemical business run by Reihai. Police in North China's Hebei province have arrested 17 people suspected of involvement in an online arms sales network. Hung Shui Public Security Bureau announced Thursday the suspects were rounded up after a concerted effort by law enforcement in 10 provinces. The suspects are accused of illegally making and selling guns, gun parts, and ammunition. According to the police, the suspects used online tools to post adverts, contact dealers, and carry out transactions. Police also seized 8 complete weapons, 10 arms manufacturing devices, 135,000 rounds of ammunition, and over 9,000 gun components. China's launched a new satellite, the Yaogan 27, as a remote sensing satellite and is to be used for experiments, land surveys, crop yield estimates, and disaster prevention. It was sent on a Long March 4C rocket from the Taiyuan launch site in Shanxi Province, northern China, lifting off at about 10:30 Thursday morning, Beijing time. It's been 5 years since a hostage-taking incident in Manila claimed the lives of 8 Hong Kong tourists. On Thursday, the local government in the Philippines capital marked the anniversary with a Buddhist ceremony. Manila invited Buddhist monks from Hong Kong to conduct a prayer ritual at the site where the incident took place. In 2010, a disgruntled ex-police officer hijacked a tourist bus and held more than 10 Hong Kong tourists hostage. A failed rescue effort by local authorities ended with the deaths of the hijacker and 8 of those hostages. A panda cub at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. has died. The cub, delivered by Mei Xiang on Saturday, was the smaller of the two twins. It had difficulty breathing Wednesday morning and died later in the day. Mei Xiang was artificially inseminated in April. Mei Xiang was loaned to the zoo by China in 2000 and has given birth to 2 surviving cubs already. Giant pandas, one of the world's most endangered species, have a very low reproductive rate. United Nations Fund has announced the establishment of a children-friendly zone for underage asylum seekers near the Macedonia-Greece border. The zone would provide emergency aid for women and children to make their way through Macedonia. The UN program will provide services such as psychosocial support and catering for the needs of small children, along with a playground and a resting place. According to UNICEF, between 1,500 and 2,000 asylum seekers pass through Macedonia each day, 30% of them being women and children. Many have fled conflict in their home countries, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.